It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff. Are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddy?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddy on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Final hour on this Thursday. Come on in. Stay a while. We'll talk to the former NFL quarterback, Mark Sanchez. He'll join us coming up in a little bit. This family takes turns turning heads, brains, beauty, and athleticism. We're not talking about anybody in this room. We're talking about Mercedes-Benz, the family of SUVs. Also, go to danpatrick.com. Sign up to win the Sprinter van. We gave away one last year at the Super Bowl. We had over 200,000 people enter, and we would love for you to have that opportunity. It doesn't cost you anything. Just go to danpatrick.com. Momentum building for the cancellation of the Bills-Bengals game. We'll have more on that. We do have an update from the Buffalo Bills. Per the physicians caring for DeMar Hamlin, they said that he has shown remarkable improvement over the last 24 hours, but still critically ill, demonstrated that he appears to be neurologically intact and his lungs continue to heal, making steady progress. We had a couple of EMTs, listeners yesterday who called in the last 2 days with some great information, and they said it was critical making sure that, getting oxygen to the brain right after this happened, blood flow. And that's why when I see that neurologically intact appears to be, I'm not sure about the lungs and why they would need to heal. But once again, we got great information from our audience yesterday helping us understand what to keep an eye on. And also that it was probably going to be 48 to 72 hours before we were going to get an update. And that appears to be the case. 877-3DP Show, email address, dp@danpatrick.com, Twitter handle at DP Show. The NFL is moving towards solving the problem arising from the postponement of the game of the Bills and the Bengals. Mike Florio says, right now it looks like they are not going to resume that game and declare it a no contest. And then the playoff seeding in the AFC would be determined based on the outcome of these Week 18 games. If the Chiefs win against the Raiders, they're the number one seed. The Bills become the top seed by beating the Patriots. If the Chiefs lose on Saturday, a Bills loss and a Bengals win over the Ravens would then vault Cincinnati into the number two seed. There is the possibility, the potential for a Bills-Bengals game in Cincinnati in the divisional round. But there's a lot left to be played for, and those games coming up this weekend, Saturday and Sunday. By the way, no game tonight. There's no Thursday night game, and the games will start again on Saturday. Poll question, Seton. By the way, we say good morning to a new affiliate. We're back in Washington, D.C., 1190 iHeart Sports D.C., the new all-sports format, starting today and bringing us in as well. Seton O'Connor.
Dad, we had, would you rather the Pro Football Hall of Fame let in more players or less players? 74% of the audience say less players. But, man, does it seem, it seems almost impossible to narrow down some of the lists.
Yeah, because is Jared Allen Hall of Fame worthy? The numbers show yes. Willie Anderson. I don't know enough about Willie Anderson. He was very good. I don't know how many Pro Bowls, all pros. Rondé Barber was a great player. Dwight Freeney. Like, who is on this list? Do you go, oh, Hall of Famer? Darrelle Revis, Joe Thomas. Those are the two, and this is their first year. I don't know. Is Torrey Holt? Great numbers on a great team. Andre Johnson, great numbers, not on a great team. Albert Lewis played with the Kansas City Chiefs. Zach Thomas, I think, is a Hall of Famer, should have already been in. DeMarcus Ware, look at the numbers. Because I don't know if this is a case where if you get to 100 sacks, it used to be with running backs. If you got to 10,000 yards, you were a Hall of Famer. And maybe we're going to go back to that at some point. But if you're an edge rusher, can you even be in the conversation without 100 sacks on your resume? Reggie Wayne, he was great. He was in Marvin Harrison's shadow. I always want to say Marvin Freeman for some reason.
I know him.
No, you don't. Patrick Willis is on there. Darren Woodson is on there, his first time on the ballot. I'm probably more lenient with this, but that's because I'm looking at the Hall of Fame as if it was a house. I got the penthouse, third floor, second floor, first floor, even if you want to do the basement. If you said, hey, you're going to get into the Broadcasting Hall of Fame, but you're not going to be up there with Bob Costas or Jim Nance, I don't care. If I'm in the building, I'm in the Hall of Fame. I mean, that's for others to sort out. But I wouldn't. I just want to get in. Well, I'm already in, but I'm using that as the analogy. But if I'm a player, when somebody a little pompous there on my part. Yeah. I'm already in the Hall of Fame.
You know what, though? Somebody tweeted earlier in the show because you were like, oh, yeah, I met Dave Grohl at Howard Stern's birthday party.
Yeah.
Normally people would sound kind of like name dropperish with that. For you, it's just normal. Like, it's just like, yeah, that was just, it didn't even strike me as like, oh, okay, they settled down. Because you could do that.
Yeah. When
I met Dave Grohl at Howard Stern's birthday party. Oh, yeah, of course you did.
Yeah.
Like, that's normal.
And when I saw Slash there backstage, I just said hi. So it wasn't a big deal.
Did he say Slash, first time, long time, 6'1"?
No.
Say, wait, we're wearing the same outfit.
Yeah, I got a hat. It was like you. And then I met John Fogerty. Well, Creedence Clearwater Revival. Okay. But when it comes to the Hall of Fame, when you start to sort it out, they've been so good in their careers for so long, and then you have people who are around the game, haven't played the game at that level, and then they're deciding what your future is. I could not imagine what it must be like that Hall of Fame weekend. Is somebody going to knock on your door? They need to change that. It's not fair to the players or coaches. It's just not.
Imagine room service.
No.
Oh, yeah. Pizza guy. What? Yeah. I thought I was going to do.
Yeah. What did you do? Yeah, it's like, they're going to tell me pizza? David.
Not a gold jacket.
No, it's not. Oh, 234. I'm sorry. This is 236. My bad. Yeah, Paul.
Could you simplify it and make two categories, first ballot and then everyone else? First ballot gets some type of special distinction, a special level or a special jacket or a symbol on their jacket, like a whatever it may be. But first ballot is real special. Like Chris Carter is one of the great Hall of Famers. Seton just asked me, was he first ballot? I'm like, I assume so.
I don't think so.
He was not.
That's the problem. You have to, when you're looking at like a Torrey Holt or somebody, where you're not even really sure anyway, and you're like, but Chris Carter had to wait?
Yeah, he had to wait a while, I think.
He started kind of slow. His first five seasons, he was a bit of a disappointment in Philly. And then,
well, he had alcohol issues.
Right. And they don't, see, that's a negative, though. They don't give you like a hall pass for that kind of stuff at the Hall of Fame people. So like, Torrey Holt was 90 catches, regular season, just cranked out numbers. Good postseason career. But then Julian Edelman never made a Pro Bowl. But if you can't tell the story about postseason football without Julian Edelman.
Do you think voters could look at Julian Edelman the way they did Lynn Swann? Because I remember watching the Steelers. Now, we didn't have every game on all the time. But I will never forget Lynn Swann in the Super Bowl against the Cowboys. And he had a couple of moments there. He was named to the Pro Bowl three times. Yeah, Seton.
But, like, you can't really tell the story of the Super Bowl without mentioning David Tyree. Yeah. There's no way he's going into the Hall of Fame.
No.
You know?
Yeah. You know what they should do? Put his helmet in the Hall of Fame.
And his hand.
Yeah.
Or just,
will he donate
just have
those?
The ball attached to it. I don't know if they could give, hey, would you give us
would
your
you
hand?
Donate your arm,
hey,
please?
Hey, give us a hand. We want to put your helmet. Ah! No, give us a hand. Oh.
Cool display.
Yeah, it would be.
David Tyree's severed hand.
A couple of phone calls in here. Mark Sanchez will join us. And that'll be coming up a little bit. Once again, no Thursday night football. Anything else in there? We got big drama with USA Soccer. Now,
holy
okay.
Smokes.
Now, I said to Seton this morning, you know, you've kind of made it if you've got drama that we would attach to other sports. Like, this is something that would happen in the Premier League or Italy or Spain or something. Seton, how would you sum up the drama with USA Soccer?
Oh, man. Well, Greg Berhalter was the coach for this last cycle.
Okay.
And he was sort of controversial anyway, kind of love him, hate him kind of guy.
All right.
And there was a big dust up at the World Cup when one of a player who's considered one of our best and brightest, Gio Reyna, wasn't getting any playing time. And so there was a huge, like, why isn't Gio Reyna playing? Then there was videos surfacing of him sort of pouting. And while everybody's celebrating, he's just looking miserable. And so it eventually came out that there was an issue between Greg Berhalter and Gio Reyna, and Berhalter basically benched him, saying, you know, you're not practicing hard enough. You're not training well enough. You look terrible in games. So he wasn't getting very much run. And then it just came out recently that Reyna's family, his father being Claudio Reyna, who's one of the most famous and best American soccer players ever.
Hall of Famer.
Yeah. That they had, well, the word blackmail is being used, but I don't know that it's necessarily appropriate. But Reyna's mother, she had basically disclosed some information to USA Soccer about a domestic violence incident that happened between Berhalter and his then-girlfriend, now-wife, I think 30 years ago, 31 years ago. Something like that.
And so they were 18 years of age when this happened.
They were, I think, 18 years of age when this happened. Yeah.
And the two women were roommates, teammates at North Carolina.
Reyna's mother and Berhalter's wife were roommates and best friends, I think, up until, well, I'd say recently.
Oh, yeah. I would assume that friendship.
Second source on that story?
Yeah.
Say there's been a falling out.
Yeah. The language of, that they would take him down, the head coach, you know, that's where I think people are looking at blackmail. That were they blackmailing this coach to playing their son in the World Cup?
And it also speaks to sort of, you know, the way U.S. soccer maybe is run and how it's sort of a club of friends and like they sort of take care of each other, which doesn't, you know, that's further down on the list of issues with this story, but it does sort of give a peek into how things are run there.
But they can't keep this coach.
Well, his contract has already expired.
Yeah.
And it was unlikely, I think, that they were going to keep him, although his name was still in the running, and still is to this day. They're still looking at signing him again, but it seems pretty unlikely that, I mean, you have issue with a player's parents now, and plus you already had controversy of who they were playing and who they weren't playing in the World Cup.
Damn.
I think it's very unlikely they bring him back.
Yeah, Paul.
This is the statement from Danielle Reyna, Gio Reyna's mother, and this statement, I guess, would be to clarify or make the situation better. Quote, I thought it was especially unfair that Gio, who had apologized for acting immaturely about his playing time, was being dragged through the mud when Greg had asked for and received forgiveness for doing something much worse at the same age. So she is not backing off it. She's not saying she didn't talk to the executives at USA Soccer. She's explaining why she did it.
Yes.
She said in her statement, too, that she thought it was a private conversation that wasn't going to go any further than just between her and the person she was speaking with.
Oh. Was her motivation?
I don't know. It was an interesting thing to bring up, especially because, you know, Greg Berhalter's wife, I'm sure, doesn't want to be talking about this. You know, there's a certain amount of privacy that she's entitled to.
Yeah, that's who I feel bad for. Yeah, Berhalter's wife has to go through this again. you may not like what the coach did to your son, but his wife now has to relive this, and that's not fair to her. But
yeah, yeah.
Wow. Parents ruin everything when it comes to sports, don't they? They always get involved, too involved. We're going to blackmail you or give the impression we're going to do that so our son gets to play?
And especially because it's like, you know, not to go all like teachable moment or something, but it's like, yeah, okay, man, I know he's, you know, Gio Reyna is 18. You know, he's got a long soccer life ahead of him. He doesn't need to, you know.
You don't need mommy and daddy to come to your rescue.
No, you don't. But I think, but that happens. You know?
I know it does. It absolutely.
And I mean, it's not unusual for parents to overstep, right? I mean, it's seen of as a positive, but Archie Manning certainly intervened with his kids' careers.
With Eli?
You know what I mean?
Yeah, with Eli.
Sometimes it goes well, and other
but
times
it's... But we knew it, though. He wasn't, like, saying to the GM of the Chargers, hey, I'm going to leak something if you guys don't let Eli go, you know, to the Giants, trade him to the Giants. I mean, Archie did everything up front, and we knew that his son did not want to go there.
Yeah.
And told them that he did not want to go there. Not something that was behind the scenes.
LeVar Ball certainly isn't shy about telling you who's running things either.
We'll keep an eye on that story. I always love the news anchor when they we'll keep an eye on that story. Okay. As opposed to what? How about if somebody says, we're not going to keep an eye on that story? Skippy? Coming up. All right, we'll take a break. 16 after the hour, Mark Sanchez set to join us back after this. GetRefunds.com. If you own a business, been a bumpy ride, and you could use a break, and maybe this will help you. If you have a business, five or more employees, managed to survive COVID, you could be eligible to receive a payroll tax rebate of up to $26,000. That's per employee. And it's not a loan. It's an actual refund of your taxes. The challenge has been getting your hands on it. GetRefunds.com. They have a team of tax attorneys. They put together highly trained and a little-known payroll tax refund program. They've already returned over $1 billion to businesses, and maybe they can help you as well. And there's no charge up front. They do all the work. They simply share a percentage of the cash that they get for you. Businesses of all types can qualify, including those who took PPP, nonprofits, even those that had increases in sales. GetRefunds.com. See if you qualify. Click on Qualify Me. Answer a few questions. This payroll tax refund is only available for a limited amount of time. So don't miss out. Go to GetRefunds.com. Good luck. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddie, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because, God, I can't stay where I am like I am where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, digs deep into the history of professional basketball, along with my own as one of the first female sportscasters.
Now let's get you up to speed on what else happened around the NBA today.
We talked to all sorts of people I interacted with, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley, and recap iconic moments.
Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rocked the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
As well as some of the wild stories behind the scenes.
We were like, what? What are we in for? The scoreboard crashes before we even tip a game off.
Today, the NBA is a global sports and entertainment giant. Players are multimillionaires and cultural icons.
Iguodala to Curry, back to Iguodala, up for the layup. Oh, blocked by James! LeBron James!
And these stories are about how we got here, both on and off the court. And what's next? Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storr on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right.
I was made for loving you, baby.
Yeah. Is this when they had the makeup on or took the makeup off? Which era of Kiss is this?
Yeah, I forgot about all of it. Yeah, Marv.
You said you wanted a different band besides Led Zeppelin, and who's on par with Led Zeppelin besides Kiss?
Wow.
Sorry, DP. Sorry.
I can't even acknowledge you.
That is...
You
want me to take care of this, Dan?
You could still lose your most improved Danette status, just letting you know. Yes, Paulie.
This is a 79 Kiss, so full makeup. Paul Stanley sang this one.
Okay.
Good song.
The only Kiss song I like was Back in the New York Groove, and I think that was a Paul Stanley song as well. Most sacks in a six-year span since 1982. Reggie White had 97, DeMarcus Ware 91.5, Jared Allen 89.5, LT 87.5, and then Michael Strahan. Reggie White had three other six-year span. Reggie White, okay, we look at Aaron Donald. Reggie White had three Aaron Donald or two Aaron Donald careers. He had two or three J.J. Watt-type careers within one career. Yes, Pauline.
He's got 200 career sacks. He doubled what you need to get considered for the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, there's no better defensive lineman than Reggie White.
Reggie White was a first team All Pro in 1986 at age 25, and again at age 37, 90, and a bunch of times in the middle.
Let's bring in Mark Sanchez, Fox NFL analyst, and he did the 49ers Raiders game last week on the call for the Rams at the Seahawks this Sunday on Fox. Best defensive lineman you faced was who?
Oh, man. Good morning. Happy New Year to
Happy
you.
Happy New Year,
Danettes.
Too. Yes.
I mean, are we talking interior guys or like specific pass rushers? Because I feel like it's
– edge.
If you talk interior guys, you're talking like – it's like a Shaq versus Kobe debate, you know, where they're very different, like specialized in their own stuff.
Edge rusher.
But the interior guys, gosh, Haloti Ngata was a monster. He had about a five-year run there where nobody could touch that dude. And when he landed on you, it really hurt. Him, Charles Rogers, you know those big guys, Vince Wilfork. God, I remember trying to peel back and block him because he got free on like a pitch toss to Thomas Jones reverse to either Brad Smith or Stuckey or somebody. My rookie year, and I peeled back, and here comes Wilfork, 75, and boom, I tried to hit him. I got the worst stinger in my arm, like my whole arm went numb, and I just remember looking at him, and like I didn't move at all, like or he didn't move at all. I was like hitting a brick wall, and he was just like, bad career move, little fella. I said, yeah, you're right. So I keep those, you know, when I want to say something a little too racy on – on Fox during the game, sometimes I'll just think to myself, and I can hear Vince Wilfork, bad career move, little
bad
bell.
Career.
Edge rushers, gosh. When Mathis, who were the two guys from the Colts? When Mathis, Rasheem Mathis, and or not Rasheem Mathis,
Robert,
Dwight Freeney and
Robert,
and
Mathis.
Robert Mathis. Excuse me. Yeah, both of those guys were tough, man, and we had to play them a couple times, but they'd, you know, crisscross in the backfield, one high, one low, so they didn't run into each other. And generally, you know, they were trying to just run into me. Man, Suggs was a monster for a little bit there. I'm probably leaving guys out, and I'll feel bad later on, but I try not to think about them.
no offense
to them.
You did the 49ers-Raiders game. Can you see the Raiders moving on from Derek Carr in the offseason?
Oh, I thought that was a foregone conclusion now, with the way things transpired. Not just the game and the way Stidham played. I don't know if that had anything to do with it. But, I mean, I think the ugliest side of this league is what we saw the other night with DeMar Hamlin, and we hope he's okay. It sounds like he's getting better. The second ugliest thing is the way, you know, the business side kind of comes out, and the money side, and the, hey, you know, when it comes down to dollars and cents, that's just the way it's going to work out. For a guy like Derek Carr, he's been the steadiest piece of that organization probably for the past decade, and always taking the high road, you know, always falling on the sword, always protected other people. You know, you can tell he's emotionally invested and all in after his press conferences and stuff. He's just, he loves it. He loves his team. And then for that kind of breakup to happen, it hurts. You know, as a quarterback, you're like, dang, because as soon as you get drafted to a team, you just have this like pie in the sky dream of, I'm going to be here forever. I'm going to be the Jets guy. Like, I'm going to make a name for myself and win games with my guys like for a long time. And I'm going to retire here and my name's going to be in the Ring of Honor and I'm going to the Hall of Fame and we're going to win Super Bowl. Like, that's just immediately what you think. And so it obviously doesn't always work out like that. And for Derek Carr, the thing he has going for him is, you know, I think whoever gets him, he's going to be in a situation where, kind of like Matt Stafford was, kind of like Kirk Cousins was, like they've had this amazing production with this team, but then people are just like, they have these questions about him, like, is he good, is he not good? And I remember when Stafford was leaving Detroit, people were like, yeah, I don't know, but I don't know if he can win a Super Bowl. I'm like, dude, are you kidding me? Like, he's got one of the best arms I've seen in the last decade or more. He can easily win a Super Bowl. And that's the way I feel about Derek Carr. I feel like he can easily win a team a Super Bowl with the right team assembled, the right coordinator, the right defense and all that. And it's not like you're having to, you know, play to a young rookie who can't understand the game or doesn't, you know, we have to hamstring our offense just to let him function. You know, it's not like you're trotting out somebody new. This guy's been doing it for a while. So I think he's going to have plenty of suitors and
but
he'll definitely land on his feet.
You normally don't move on unless you know what your plan is. Like, okay, if you move on from him.
I'm quitting my job. That's it. I'm out.
Yeah.
Crap, now what?
Yeah. The best time to look for a job is when you have a job. But
exactly right.
So I don't know what the Raiders are doing. If they think there's a real chance that they could get Tom Brady or Aaron Rodgers.
I mean, either one of those guys, or I guess if they want to, you know, you got to understand, like, the new head coach, the new regime, you got to impress them, and it's up to them what the future holds. So they got to have something. They have to have some idea, whether it's, you know, try and bring in Tom, bring in Aaron, bring in, you know, one of these young rookies. But I don't know about their draft capital, if they have juice to get up like that and make a move like that, or else they're essentially going to be hamstrung almost like the Rams, right? Like, we're going all in on Stafford, and we'll sell our soul for that Super Bowl ring. And that's the way we're going to do it. The next couple of years are going to be wild, but it'll be worth it. And so, you know, that's one plan. The other plan is draft one of these young guys, surround them with talent, and then make a decision on the young guy while you have the cap space, because you're not paying the quarterback. Get everybody else around him, get the best guys around, the best free agents, you know, draft and develop, and then pay everybody else, and then make a decision after year three, year four on your rookie.
Does it matter who the quarterback is for the 49ers?
At this point, no. That defense is incredible. And I know they slipped up a little bit. I feel like that might have been the best thing that's happened to them in a while. I think they've kind of had cornerback by committee at times. And you saw in that game, because of injuries, they've had cornerback on defense by committee. But you saw when the defensive line didn't get their sack numbers, they got no sacks and didn't get quite the pressure, because I thought they had a great game plan. I thought the Raiders came into it with a multiple attack. I compared it to the Carnival World Buffet at the Rio Las Vegas casino, because we used to go to that buffet as a kid. I used to thrash that thing. But it's like sushi next to your pancakes, next to your enchiladas. And I thought it was like the coolest thing in the world.
Wait, how old are you? You're going to Vegas? You're going to a casino? How old are you?
No, we'd go to Lake Mead. We'd go to Lake Mead in the summer on these like houseboat trips with my firefighter, like basically extended family, my dad's firefighter crew and all their families. But we'd always stop there on the way in to Lake Mead. So I used to love that place and thought it was the coolest place in the world. But that immediately is what it reminded me of, because the Raiders, especially their opening drive, and everybody's multiple on their opening script. But the Raiders were just like from one end of the spectrum to the other. It was like screens, draws, quick game, quarterback scramble, toss, sweep, inside zone, outside zone, counter, gap trap runs. And so they're basically giving the 49ers like everything they could handle on those first couple drives. And it was amazing. And I hadn't seen that. Maybe all the tape I'd watched on the Raiders, I was like, dang, when are they going to move Devontae Adams around? When are they going to get Hunter Renfro? I mean, the guy had like 120 catches a couple years ago. Like, what happened to him? Where's he been? And so when I start breaking down a game or thinking about a game, I think about the team that I've seen, just either highlights or whatever. And I was like, dang, where the heck is Waller been? So I just start writing down questions to myself that I need to answer in the next few games that I start watching, preparing, right? So where the hell is Waller? Where the hell is Renfro? Like, where are these guys went off a couple years ago. Derek Carr had these guys like in position to win Cincinnati last year. Where is everybody? You know, so I just thought that game plan looked a little more like when they were successful last year. And so back to the 49ers, when they don't get their pressure and those guys have to cover for a longer period of time, it just makes it harder, right? Your chances of completing passes go up. Your chances of completing deeper passes go up the more time you have. Like, those things just make sense, right? So that was the first time somebody's like really challenged them. And the first time Purdy had to play without a lead. That was the first time he was like clawing back to try and get in this game. And my only thing I saw from him that he's still learning, because he's so young and still trying to figure it out, is like that nail in the coffin throw. That like classic, whether it's Stafford or all the great ones like Brady, Manning, whatever, when it's like that third down that matters and it's on, or you take a shot on first and second down and you're getting a little gutsy as a play caller because things are starting to roll, you get a turnover, boom, and you want to put a team away, nail in the coffin, you know, close the refrigerator, the old Chick Hearn sayings, like it's over and knock them out, choke out a team. That's where that's the only throws he's really like missed to me. And they've all been deep balls. They've all been slightly underthrown where the DB is like making a play on it. Instead of it's his guy or nobody, going away, catching it, walk off, run up the tunnel, Forrest Gump, we're out of here. So I don't know. That was my only fear for a guy like that, but that's something he can develop. He's still learning.
Talking to Mark Sanchez, Fox NFL analyst. He'll be on the call. Rams at the Seahawks. Trying to understand what's going on with the Commanders. They're not going to make the playoffs. Taylor Heinicke was going to start against Dallas. And then the report was he went to the coaching staff and said Sam Howell should get a chance. I mean, Taylor Heinicke.
But you told them that?
Yeah. Mixed reports, but that's from ESPN that he said, hey, why don't we give Sam a chance here? He hadn't played all year long. Taylor Heinicke is a free agent. I didn't know if this was akin to sitting out a bowl game here where, you know, let Sam play. I'm okay with that. Or is that just Taylor Heinicke's personality where he's like, I would never want to give somebody a shot. If I didn't have security, I would want to continue to play.
Maybe he knows he'd be there in some capacity. I don't know. Because he's an excellent guy. Like, they've given him a chance to start for a long period of time. I don't know Taylor personally. His story is incredible. We've called a couple of his games. I've talked to him on just like this on Zoom a couple times, and I've loved him. But me personally, I don't know if he's wanting to continue to play in this league, which I'm assuming he is by the way he plays and the passion he shows, I'm a little shocked by that. I'd have a hard time doing it.
I would too.
Absolutely. And that's, you know, no slight on Sam Howell, but hey, dude, there's only one of us that gets to play. It ain't like running backs that rotate and receivers and tight ends and all that. It's a different position. And, I don't know. I mean, maybe he knows, you know,
I don't know. The Hall of Fame finalists came out. How do you decide on who's a Hall of Famer or not?
Oh, man. Maybe you're asking the wrong guy. I do hear a lot of the, and I shouldn't say like older Hall of Famers, but, you know, a couple classes ago, like, what are we calling Hall of Fame these days? Like,
well, Deion,
maybe a couple Pro Bowls, you're a Hall of Famer. Like, yeah, like Deion.
Deion said that.
So,
but how about this? How about you have a penthouse first ballot Hall of Famer, you are in a different area, like something special there. So then, you know, you don't offend those guys like, oh, this guy's in the same Hall of Fame that I'm in. Well,
oh, I see what you're saying. Change up the
like the Tom the Brady,
a little bit, the rooming situation.
Yeah. Tom Brady, Jerry Rice wing.
Yeah.
Reggie White, you know, that those guys are in that area. Yeah. And then you could have everybody.
Then who went in last year?
I don't even know. Tony Boselli went in.
Does he not belong with those other guys? I don't know.
No. See, he's not a first ballot. He's not Anthony Munoz.
Oh, yeah. Munoz.
Yeah.
And
Boselli.
I think he's Italian.
But he's USC.
I meant Munoz because he is an SC guy.
Okay.
Right. Munoz, Sanchez, there's a chance we're related, baby. Come on.
Surprised you didn't have a Tulane shirt on today.
Oh, dude.
Wait, did I say that?
Come on. What is that?
Come on.
I was just going to ask you about Super Bowl, and if you're going to be out there, I'd love to see you. You lost to Tulane.
You know what happened? Tulane wanted it. That's the most important game in the history of Tulane.
You know what happened? When you field a punt or a kick return right there?
True.
There's four things that can happen right there. You let it go out of bounds laterally. You get great field position. Or I don't know how it works in college, if you get better field position than if it goes in the end zone. But either way, it's a touchback or better field position. If you catch the ball and advance it, okay, at least you're not on your own goal line, like in the shadow of your own goalpost. Whatever you do, do not fair catch that ball. Like, what are we doing, coach?
Don't run a read option on the one-yard line.
Either way, that was the first of the calamity of errors.
But you kept Tulane in the
game. So bad.
You kept Tulane in the game.
But then, okay, so we're there. Even after the safety, right, at least the kicker pinned him deep. Like, it was a pretty good kick.
Yes.
So we're like, okay, sack on first down, let's go. We're good. It was scary there for a second, but we're going
to
get out of here.
You need to get some NIL money. Get some NIL money and buy some defense, Mark.
And maybe we will.
Well, you better.
Why'd you send me down that rabbit hole, man? I was having a good day. I felt like I put that time in.
This is a teaching moment, Mark.
Yeah.
All right, I'll leave you with this. Lions or the Packers?
Ooh. Well, I think, God, on the road in Green Bay at night is going to be so good. Do we have a weather report yet?
Cold.
Oh, that's going to be cold, baby. You want it so bad for Coach Campbell, and Mark Brunell's their quarterback coach now, you know, so I'm like kind of rooting for them. But then to see what Aaron's dealt with all year and, you know, just getting pummeled every game and getting beat last drive of the game in London. We did that game against the Giants. Like, that was a fun one. And you're just expecting Aaron to come back and then to like have this kind of resurgence.
Just make a pick
at the end of the year, man.
Make a pick.
I can't do that, man. I don't, I'm a waffler.
Okay. You know, the better
so
story.
You should get mad at me at ESPN for waffling. Say no waffling.
That's why you lost your job at ESPN. You waffled?
No. But Vilma would crush me all the time. And Vilma had no problem doing it. He was just lying. Sure. And I'm like, why? He goes, don't care, but I need to make a pick. And I'm like, bro, how do you do that? I mean, there are people on the Lions watching this. Yeah. Their families. We care about them. Like, he's like, shut up.
Lions are a better story. If the Lions,
probably.
They are. Rodgers, part of this is his own making here.
And that's fine. I mean, create the adversity. You know, whatever. Jordan did it.
It comes down to the haircut. I think it was a
because he tightened everything up.
Yes, yes.
And you think that's it?
Yeah,
that's
I think
so
that's
funny.
It.
My brother says the same stuff. If I get any like stubble, oh my god, really fast. Sorry. We drove up to spring practice. I was a junior in high school. I'm watching Reggie Bush, Matt Leiner, all these guys that end up winning the Orange Bowl that year. And I decided to grow out this little like flavor saver when I had nothing else and I'm in high school. My dad pulls over on the 405. He looks at me in the rearview mirror and goes, what is that? And I said, what's what? He goes, this. What is this? Like, I don't know. I was growing it out. Pull over, goes into a gas station, gets one of those old school like Vic razors, licks his finger, boom, right here, and just goes, ding. One little dude, he's like, get that off your face. Damn, man. So,
ouch.
Ever since then, my brothers, you know, my dad, like, got to keep it high and tight. You ever see Peyton Manning with facial hair, like, you know, clean cut, collared shirt, that whole thing? I'm like, holy smokes, man, you can't do anything. So, suffice to say, I didn't have my fingernails painted like my man Caleb.
Have fun. Rams at the Seahawks. That'll be Sunday on Fox. He's Mark Sanchez. Mark, great to talk to you as always. And hopefully we'll see you in Arizona.
Appreciate it, guys.
Thank you, buddy.
Thank you.
We'll take a break here. Last call for phone calls. What we learn, what's in store tomorrow, right after this. The fans, the tradition, the glory, nothing better. College football, national championship, and it's happening Monday night. If you're signed up for DraftKings Sportsbook, you know it's one of America's top-rated sportsbook apps, and this is what you can do. New customers, bet just $5 on college football, get $200 in free bets instantly, win or lose. Plus, everybody can combine multiple bets for a bigger payout. They have the DraftKings Same Game Parlays. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use code Patrick. New customers. Bet $5. College football. Get $200 in free bets instantly. So that's code Patrick. Only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Fritzy?
21 and over in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ohio. Eligibility and deposit restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details and state-specific responsible gambling resources. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. Bonus issued as free bets. Eligibility and terms at sportsbook.draftkings.com/football terms.
Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, it's Ben, host of The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller. It would mean a lot to have you join us on our weekly auditory journey. You're asking, what in God's name is The Fifth Hour? I'll tell you, it's a spinoff of The Ben Maller Show, a cult hit overnights on FSR. Why should you listen? Picture, if you will, a world where we chat with captains of industry in media, sports, and more every week. Explore some amazing facts about human nature and more. Listen to The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddie, you know we got to give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are going to be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am, like I am, where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, digs deep into the history of professional basketball, along with my own as one of the first female sportscasters.
Now let's get you up to speed on what else happened around the NBA today.
We talked to all sorts of people I interacted with, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley, and recap iconic moments.
Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rocked the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
As well as some of the wild stories behind the scenes.
We were like, what? What are we in for? The scoreboard crashes before we even tip a game off.
Today, the NBA is a global sports and entertainment giant. Players are multimillionaires and cultural icons.
Iguodala to Curry, back to Iguodala, up for the layup. Oh, blocked by James! LeBron James!
And these stories are about how we got here, both on and off the court. And what's next? Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I thought we were talking about good drummers.
Wow. Whoa! Don't do that. Don't do that. Oh, my God.
Sorry about that. I almost lost it.
Take it outside.
Can't do that.
It's like that offensive coordinator. What's his name? The freaked out in the
Ken Dorsey. Yeah,
let's pull the Ken Dorsey.
Yeah. Mimi in Salt Lake City. Hi, Mimi. Thanks for holding. What's on your mind today?
Hi, Dan. 5'8", 120 pounds. I'm pregnant.
Okay.
I just wanted to check in Cooper, as we have two Shiba Inus, and also wish my husband a happy birthday. He's a big fan.
And your husband's name is?
Nick.
Uh-huh. Okay. Well, thank you, Mimi. Nick, happy birthday!
Go get some wings for your birthday, Nick.
Chris in West Virginia. Hi, Chris. Thanks for holding. What's on your mind today?
Hey, DP, gents, Fritzy. I gave Polly props the other day because he predicted that get home would be a big thing this year, and all I have heard is that. So I'm wondering if DraftKings was going to have it up. What would be the over-under in the national championship game of how many times get home is said?
Oh, I don't know. But thanks for the phone call, Chris.
Well, that Georgia defensive line, that's their goal, is to get home.
They're going
to
get home. Yeah. Yeah, every year we try to figure out what the saying is going to be in the upcoming season. And Paulie settled on get home. That defensive line, they're going to have to get home. Yeah, Paulie.
The best year was, I think it was 2018, where – if you're not setting the edge in professional football, you're just not getting the job done. You have to set the edge.
Yes, you do. This day in sports history, Paulie.
Got a few little niche ones. In 1920, you may have heard of this guy, Babe Ruth. Mm. They purchased his contract from the Boston Red Sox for $125,000.
I thought that was yesterday.
I have it as today.
Okay.
January 5th. But
maybe it was a two-day negotiation. Yeah. I don't know. Court, you know, maybe they sold him and then he was delivered today.
Worked out well for the Yankees.
Yeah,
too early to say that.
Yeah. Was that Harry Frazee?
Yeah.
F-R-A-Z-E-E.
He was producing Broadway plays, was running out of money, and had to sell Babe Ruth.
Okay.
As always, Wayne Gretzky scored his 100th point of the season. He did it in 42 games in 1983. 42 games to get to 100 points. Now 100 points will get you All-star appearance. 1931, Lucille Thomas became the first woman to buy a professional baseball team. She bought the Topeka franchise of the Western League.
Hmm.
And then in, here's one. In 1934, both the National and American League Baseball Leagues decided to use a uniform size baseball. It was the first time in 33 years that both leagues used the same size ball. That means before 1934, the NL and AL used two different size baseballs. I had never heard that before.
I hadn't either. Yes, Todd?
And you know how big a ball the size of a uniform is? That's a gigantic ball you're dealing with.
Oh, a uniform-sized baseball. You went literal. Okay.
Okay.
Sorry, Washington, D.C.
No, not okay.
It's not okay?
No.
I thought you guys were going to love that one.
Todd, get back in
a
there.
A uniform-sized baseball. That's
by the way,
huge.
On this date in 1983, one of the most famous dunks took place. Marvin?
Julius Irving cradle.
Bloop, bloop over Michael
yeah.
Cooper. Yeah, Sixers won that game by two. Thank you, Steve. That wasn't a playoff game. I always thought it was a playoff game.
I think they show it a lot during playoff games.
Yes, maybe so. Let's go around the room what we learned on the program. Todd, begrudgingly, I'll start
yeah,
with you.
Yeah, it feels right to not reschedule Bills Bengals and just go by winning percentage. Maybe they meet up in the playoffs.
Yes, Seton O'Connor.
Nate Burleson's son is a problem.
Marv?
Isaac Holt, Hall of Famer.
Yeah, I guess. Paulie?
We've always thought we're huge in D.C., but now it's official.
Wow. We hope we're back
going
on.
Going down there to shake things up in D.C. Every sports promo should be.
And on. I approve of this.
Dan Patrick and I approve of this.
Yes, Todd.
Nate Burleson always wanted to play for New England, says NFL players should be given lifetime insurance policies.
Visit LegacyBox.com/Patrick. Get an exclusive discount for my listeners. Kick off the new year rescuing your family's most cherished memories that haven't been watched or enjoyed in years. You must protect this house. LegacyBox.com/Patrick. Thanks for joining us. We'll talk to you tomorrow on a Meet Friday Dan Patrick Show.
It's Freddie Prinz Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.